This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Disinfected and shined back up, the Carnival Triumph cruise ship is relaunching today from Galveston. That's the one with the engine fire and gross bathrooms back in February. From WLRN in Miami, reporter Kenny Malone looks at PR rebranding following a mess.
The Triumph situation was everywhere, from CNN to Saturday Night Live to this.
These little problems seem like clips. You'll soon forget them. Carnival, we're full of shit.
That's Martin Short on The Late Show as a singing, dancing carnival spokesperson.
Now someone get me a bucket. Ow.
Now that we're 4 months removed from the toilet humor, it is worth asking. Is the Triumph name forever besmirched? Lynn Humphrey teaches marketing at Texas Tech and used to work for Carnival. If it were up to him, he'd send the Triumph into a sort of witness protection program for ships.
Completely overhauled the vessel.
Reconfigure the insides.
Rename the ship.
And send that sucker to a fleet across the world in Australia.
Kind of hit the reset button.
I think that's absolutely overkill, specifically for the Triumph.
Bruce Turkell is a branding expert in Miami.
Because let's face it, ship happens.
Turkell says cruise passengers are forgiving and will even forget if you let them.
Well, the question becomes, how much are you going to do to remind people of what happened as you tell them what's not going to happen in the future?
But talking about safety has been part of the Carnival strategy. The company put more than $100 million into the Triumph. Carnival also set up an independent safety review board.
So that's the first message I want to get out.
Jerry Cahill is CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines, and his second corporate message, fun. Carnival's bringing in comedian George Lopez and renowned DJ Irie for passengers on this remaiden voyage.
We wanted to show them how much we appreciated them standing by us in kind of a tough time. Plus, we're proud to be back.
As for the question of the ship's sullied moniker.
Are you concerned at all that the Triumph name is going to be synonymous with, you know, to put it crassly, like the human waste component to this?
If I was, I would have changed the name of the ship. No.
Carnival is sticking by the Triumph, and so far so good. There are at least 3,300 people who are not scared off by the name. The ship is booked solid for the relaunch today. In Miami, I'm Kenny Malone for Marketplace.